Dis 4 vas tyd en ek het vir jou beloof dat ek gaan met jou praat oor vreesloos en die wenners agter die vreesloos kompetisie. Tweede jaar in 'n ry het hierdie skool dit reg gekry en vir die tweede jaar in 'n ry het die verantwoordelikheid om die skool in plek te hou en in check te hou geval op die skouers van die een Sam Prinsloo. Sam, the marketer of High School DF Milan, welcome to 4 vas. You no stranger and it's always nice speaking to you. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm doing very well, thank you. It's nice to speak to you again.
Have you had a chance to just catch a breather after that last 24 hours of madness?
It's been a very peaceful week. Very.
It's supposed to be a good peaceful week. How's the boys doing after they won Vreesloos? Let me start there and then I'm going to come back to say to ask you, how does it feel to win it twice in a row?
The boys seem to be doing very well. They are quite chuffed with themselves. And they were well received on Tuesday's assembly when we held up the trophy. So, yeah, they're doing very well. They seem well recovered. They're young, so they are well. And, yeah, it's a wonderful feeling, you know, to be able to say that we've done it twice in a row. But it comes down to the team in the end, you know. It could have been anyone, and we're very thankful that it was us again.
There was a couple of teams that did exceptionally well, and we were so fortunate this week, that weekend, that everyone really gave their best. And compared to the year before, tell me a little bit more about, we wanted to, as a Radio Tiger Book, we wanted to incorporate a lot more depth, a lot more spiritual connection with the whole aspect of being vreesloos, pushing beyond your fears. And we had motivational messages before every challenge. Could you pick up on that? And did that help the boys when they were taking part in challenges and being cramped up in that car for so long?
I think that without a doubt it must have. You know, the message came through very clearly before every challenge and the links were very clear. You know, the verses that were read, and I think that for anyone that was listening or watching the live streaming, I mean, it was very clear. So yes, that spiritual depth was definitely there. And I think for the boys it must have helped them. I mean, I felt blessed.
Yeah.
So, and I wasn't doing what they were doing. So it must have, for sure.
But part of it all is we also wanted to put the whole Vreesloos campaign. We wanted to look beyond ourselves, and we this year identified charity organizations or organizations that could use some help. And we said, well, take part in a competition, either whether it's social media campaigns or whether it's the cycle-thon, or whether it's Back a Buddy where they could donate money. Take the responsibility as a team and try and generate as much money as you can for a worthy cause. And DF got a right to not only beat them in the cyclothon and win 5,000 rand for Kayla Bloemhof, but also you guys still have a Backer Buddy account where people can donate money, and it's doing exceptionally well.
Yes, we're very thankful that people's hearts are so open and that they are still helping. And we want to encourage everyone to please, you know, keep on donating. Medical expenses don't stop. So it's a wonderful thing to be able to help other people. And we're hoping that this generosity continues.
Wow.
You know, it goes further than just one competition. Mm.
I know one thing about DF is that you've always been a school that is willing to open your arms and open your heart towards other organizations and to other people. I remember last year you said, listen, take the prize money, distribute it towards some of the other schools that were there. This year, you did something similar. You said you were the recipient as the champions of some airtime on Radio Tigerberg, and you wanted to bless the other schools with some airtime or the charity organizations with an amount of airtime so that they also can start thriving and benefit from the Vreesloos brand that or the competition that we set up.
Well, yes, I think that, you know, our competitors work just as hard for their charities. And after the competition, I just thought about it and I thought, well, we were able to bless Kayla so much through our efforts and through the airtime that we had won last year. Mm. Why not try and reciprocate that and give the other charities that same opportunity? And when speaking to the boys, they were immediately thumbs up and yes ma'am and let's do it. So it was a wholehearted yes, and so we have decided to donate 10,000 rand airtime to each of the opposition schools, sure, who we don't see as oppositions, who we see as our friends, to bless their charities with that, and hopefully their causes will be furthered as well.
Wow.
Through that.
That's so special. Tell me, Sam, if we think about Vreesloos, what is one of the biggest lessons, or one of the lessons that you've learned, not only as a educator, as someone that's taking responsibility for the kids, and what do you think of some of the lessons that the boys have learned from that competition?
Well, for myself, I think you can never stop learning from other people and how much you are capable of doing. When you think you have no strength, you actually do. You need to rely on so much. When you have nothing, there is so much more when you are just when you just humble yourself. It's exactly in that moment when God moves. Mm. and I think for the boys, it must have come down to something like that. When it stopped being, I said this to you the other day as well, when it stopped being me and it became, you know, us.
Yeah.
That's when they moved forward, and I think that is something that they will treasure forever.
Wow. Sam Prinsloo, that is so special. I know that DF has got a massive target on their back because they are the reigning champions, the defending champions going into it. Whether there's a Vreesloos, it comes with the territory. So whether there's another Vreesloos 2019, I'm sure you guys will be back defending your title, and everyone's got their knife sharpened, and they say, listen, yeah, we need to knock these guys off their pedestal. And you guys aren't arrogant, you aren't bombastic about it. You're just like, we came to do what we set out we want to do. We want to make some money for our charity. We want to bless one of our own because of all those medical expenses. Just give us a quick recap about Kayla and why the boys were so motivated just to do this competition for her.
Well, Kayla was diagnosed with cancer about 2 years ago. She's currently in remission, but she's got other medical expenses that she obviously needs to cover, and she is currently struggling to cover her. The medical aid is exhausted, and she needs to go back for tests all the time. That's the bottom line. Mm. We don't know what is going to happen with Kayla in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So every week is a new challenge for her.
Wow.
And we decided that this time we need to look after one of our own.
Sure.
That's the bottom line.
That's so fantastic. Sam Prinsloo, marketing manager of High School DF Milan. Thank you very much. Reigning champions of Vreesloos. It was a pleasure spending time with you guys, and we hope to see you guys soon. All the best. And we hope
so
to hear
much.
Some of the victories that DF achieves in the next coming weeks and months.
Thank you so much. It was lovely chatting to you.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Dit on Sam Prinsloo van die DF Milan Hoërskool en 2018 kampioene van Vreesloos.